I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Projections for another increase in education spending next year have amplified calls for fiscal restraint. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some people say the price tag on public schools isn't all that unreasonable.
I mean, Vermonters are concerned about their pocketbooks, and the increased tax rate really puts pressure on their pocketbooks.
The underlying problem is the actual financing system and how it's put together and how it's structured.
The bottom line is we have a spending problem in Vermont.
That was House Speaker Shap Smith, Republican Representative Heidi Sherman, and Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin. And their views are pretty representative of a political class in Montpelier that has come to believe that Vermont schools, as Shumlin likes to put it, have a spending problem. But do they really? A handful of policy analysts and a dwindling number of lawmakers say the numbers write a different story than the one like Smith and Shumlin are telling.
I'm not questioning their motives. I think that they need to look a little more closely to figure out exactly what problem they have that they're trying to fix.
That's Jack Hoffman, senior policy analyst at the left-leaning think tank Public Assets Institute. And Hoffman says spending on public schools isn't as exorbitant as some have suggested. Spending on public education as a percentage of the state's gross domestic product, for instance, has gone unchanged for the last 20 years. It accounts for about 5.5% of overall economic activity. Compare that to the cost of health care, which went from consuming 10% of the state GDP in 1992 to 20% today. And as a percentage of overall state and local tax dollars, the amount Vermonters spend on public education has also remained steady in recent decades.
So we've looked at what we spend on education against some other background measures to see whether that's really happened, whether what we spend on education has suddenly gotten out of whack with other things.
But critics counter by noting the precipitous drop in student enrollment since its peak in 1997. Fewer kids, they argue, ought to mean lower costs. But Martha Allen, president of the Vermont NEA, says schools have been called on to deliver social services unprecedented in the history of public education. Allen recalls a visit to a second-grade classroom recently where four staff members, including the teacher, worked to accommodate a number of special needs students.
And I was thinking, if I was a legislator and I was trying to cut back on staff, which seems to be part of the conversation with this high spending issue, which one of these students would lose that assistance that he or she is getting?
Tunbridge Representative Sarah Buxton says lawmakers are right to be mindful of costs. But the Democrat says many of her colleagues in Montpelier don't understand the programs and services that education tax dollars support. Buxton says educating children and doing it as well as Vermont does is expensive work.
I think we have to approach the challenge of funding a 21st century education system through a lens of investment in future economic stability. That's a far more accurate starting place for the cost-benefit conversations regarding the use of education funds.
Lawmakers next year are expected to consider drastic overhauls of the education system. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.